Om Shanti. Good evening, all brothers and sisters. Today, the ocean of love today, the ocean of love is pleased to see his loving children everywhere. Today, the ocean of love is pleased to see his loving children everywhere. Whether you are personally in front of Baba in the corporeal form, whether you are personally in front of Baba in the corporeal form or physically sitting far away, or physically sitting far away, love makes all of you experience being seated close to the Father. Whether you are personally in front of Baba in the corporeal form or physically sitting far away, love makes all of you experience being seated close to the Father. Each child's love enables him to experience the Father being close to him. Each child's love enables him to experience the Father being close to him. All of you children too have personally arrived here out of love for the Father. All of you children too have personally arrived here out of love for the Father. Bab Dada saw that Bab Dada saw that every child has love for Bap Dada merged in his heart. Bap Dada saw that every child has love for Bap Dada merged in his heart. Each one of you has the love song, My Baba, playing in your heart. Each one of you has the love song, My Baba, playing in your heart. It is love. It is love that is making you detached from the body and the relationships of the body. It is love that is making you detached from the body and the relationships of the body. It is love that is making you a conqueror of Maya. It is love that is making you a conqueror of Maya. Where there is love in the heart, where there is love in the heart, Maya runs away from a distance. Where there is love in the heart, Maya runs away from a distance. All the children have passed in the subject of love. All the children have passed in the subject of love. One is love. One is love and the other is the treasure is the treasure of all powers from the Almighty Authority Father, the One with all powers. So one is love and the other is the treasure of all powers from the Almighty Authority Father, the One with all powers. So today, on the one hand, Bap Dada is seeing the love, and on the other hand, he is seeing the powers of the Shakti army. He is seeing the Shaktis with the power. He is seeing the Shakti army with the powers. He's seeing the Shakti army with the powers. To the extent that you have love merged in you, To the extent that you have love merged in you, to that extent, all the powers are also merged in you. So love and power, Baba is talking about the balance between the two. To the extent that you have love merged in you, to that same extent, all the powers are also merged in you. Bap Dada Bap Dada has given all the children all the powers equally. Bap Dada has given all the children all the powers equally. He has made you master almighty authorities. Once with all powers, he hasn't made some of you those with all powers and the others those with only some powers. All of you say that your self-respect is being a master almighty authority, the one with all powers. All of you say that your self-respect is being a master almighty authority, the one with all powers. So, Bap Dada is all asking all the children everywhere. So Bap Dada is asking all the children everywhere. So what is Bap Dada asking all the children everywhere? Does each one of you experience all the powers in yourself? This is what Bap Dada is asking all the children everywhere. Does each one of you experience all the powers in yourself? Do you always have a right to all the powers? Do you always have a right to all the powers? All the powers are your inheritance from Bap Dada. All the powers are your inheritance from Bap Dada. So, do you have a right to your inheritance? So, do you feel that you have a right to your inheritance? Do you have a right? Do you feel that? Teachers, speak. Do you feel that you have a right? Speak after thinking carefully. Speak after thinking carefully about it. Pandavas, do you have a right? Do you always have a right? Do you always have a right? Or only sometimes? Do you always have a right or only sometimes? At a time when you need a particular power, at a time when you need a particular power, at the time when you need a particular power, does that power present itself on your order in front of you, the Shakti army? Does that power present itself on your order in front of you, the Shakti army? Does it say, Yes, my Lord, I am present. Does it say this? Yes, my Lord, I am present. So, does it say, yes, my Lord, I am present at the time you need it? Think about it. Think about it. Look, Baba says, look, when one who has a right issues an order, the power should say, yes, my Lord, I am present. When one who has a right issues an order, the power should say, yes, my Lord, I am present. You should be able to use any power at the time you invoke that power according to the time and the situation. You should be able to use any power at the time you invoke that power according to the time and the situation. So you should be able to invoke that power according to the time and the situation. Have you become souls who have a right in this way, that whenever you invoke any power at that time and the situation, that power arrives immediately? Do you have a right in this way? Why is Bhaktada saying this? Baba says this is because the father has given you an inheritance. So these powers the Father has given you as an inheritance, and you have made it yours, have you not? You have made these powers your inheritance. You have made it yours, have you not? So if you have made it yours, then you have a right to anything that belongs to you. So you have a right to anything that belongs to you because you have made it yours. Whenever there's a need to use a power in a particular way, you should be able to use that power in that way you want it to be used. So whenever there's a need to use a power in a particular way, you should be able to use that power in that way you want to use it. For instance, when you have a need for the power to accommodate, when you have a need for the power to accommodate, and you order that power to accommodate, then does it obey your order? Does that power to accommodate obey your order and say, yes, my Lord, I'm present? Does it say that? Yes, my Lord, I'm present. You order the power to accommodate, and that power, does it come immediately and say, yes, I'm present? Does it? Not in agreement. Say yes. Okay, you may wave to Baba. Okay. Does it obey you sometimes? Does it obey you? Does it obey you? Baba is asking again. Does it obey you? Does it obey you sometimes or all the time? Does it obey you sometimes or all the time? The power to accommodate does present itself, but having accommodated 10 times, at the 11th time, there's a little fluctuation. The power to accommodate does present itself, but having accommodated 10 times, at the 11th time, there's a little fluctuation. That power should always and easily present itself. It should always and easily present itself, not present itself after the time has passed. And you say, well, I wanted to do this, but that happened instead. That you should not say like, you should not say. So it should not be like that, that you have to say this, that I wanted to do this, but that happened. So if you are able to use the power at the right time, at the right need, in the right need, then this is called having a right to all the powers. So this is known as having a right to all the powers. Bap Dada has given all of you this right. But so Bap Dada has given all of you this right to all the powers, but it has been seen that you become number wise in becoming one who always has this right. But it has been seen that you become number wise in becoming one who always has this right. Let it be always and easily. Let it be natural. Let it be your nature. That power should come to you in a natural way. Let that be your nature. The method for this, what's the method for the power to come naturally and easily? Baba's giving the answer. The method for that is, the Father is also called Hazur, Lord. It's an Urdu word, Hazur. He's called the Hazur. He said, Hazur, O Lord, I'm ready. Hazur, yes, Lord, I'm here. The Father is also called Hazur, the Lord. And it is said, Hazur. The Lord, O Lord, I'm present. Oh, the Lord is present. All the powers are also present in front of the Lords, the children who follow every Srimad of the Lord. All the powers are also present in front of the Lords, the children who follow every Srimad of the Lord. Saying, yes, my Lord, I am present. I accept every Srimad, whatever you say. Yes, I am present to do it. I accept, they always say, Ji Hazir, yes, I'm present to every order. They say Ji Hazir at every step. So when they say, yes, I'm present to the Lord, then also the powers tell them, yes, we are present. Yes, Lord, I'm present. So when you are present easily in front of the Father, then the powers are also present in front of you at every step. If you say, Ji Hazir, yes, I'm present in following every Srimad and every power, if you do not say, Ji Hazir, in following every Srimad, that is, if you are not following every Srimad by saying, Ji Hazir, then every power cannot be present in front of you. Then every power cannot be present in front of you, the Lord, at every moment. So if you follow the Father Srimad all the time, then the powers will obey you all the time. But if you follow the Father Srimad orders only sometimes, then the powers will obey you only sometimes. Only sometimes they will fulfill your orders of being present in front of you. So when you are not fulfilling the Father's orders all the time, then Baba says that similarly at that time, instead of being one with the right, you become dependent. At that time, instead of being one with the right, you become dependent because you are not following the Srimad all the time. So you become dependent and you are not able to have all rights. So Bab Dada, check this result. He checked when you become dependent and when you become the one with all rights. So what did he see? What did Baba see when he checked the result? You are number wise. He checked and found that you are number wise. Not all of you are number one, but you are number wise. You are number wise. And it is not always easy. It is also not always easy. Sometimes it is easy, and sometimes the powers emerge with a little difficulty. Sometimes it is easy and sometimes the powers emerge with a little difficulty. Bab Dada wants to see every child equal to the father. Bab Dada wants to see every child equal to the father. He doesn't want to see you number wise. He doesn't want to see you number wise. Also, the aim of all of you is to become equal to the Father. And the aim of all of you also is to become equal to the Father. Do you have the aim of becoming equal or of being number wise? Because equal means all number one. So, do you have the aim of becoming equal or of being number wise? If you were to be asked this, what is your aim? All of you would say that you want to become equal, is it not? So check. So four things Baba is saying to check. So first is, four things we have to check. First, do I have all the powers? Underline the word all. Do I have all the powers? Underline this word all. Second, do I have all the virtues? Do I have all the powers? Do I have all the virtues? Third, is my stage equal to the Father? Is my stage equal to the Father's stage? Fourth, does my own stage or an adverse situation sometimes attain victory over me? So does an adverse situation sometimes attain victory over me or victory over my stage, or does my stage it does get victorious? If adverse situations attain victory, if an adverse situation attains victory, you know the reason for that, do you not? Why does an adverse situation gain victory over you, over your stage? You should be able to gain victory over any situation, adverse situation. But why does an adverse situation gain victory over you? You know the reason, do you not? You know the reason for that, do you not? So why an adverse situation attain victory over your stage? So it is because your stage is weak. So when your own stage is weak, then the adverse situation can attack. So it attacks because your own stage is weak. The adverse situation attacks and gains victory because your stage is weak. For the original stage of the self to always be victorious, the method is, what's the method? for the original stage of the self to be always victorious, the method is, so what's the method for your stage to be always victorious over any adverse situation? The method is always to maintain a balance of your self-respect and respect for others. So you should have a balance of self-respect and respect for others. Then your original stage of the self will always be victorious. So the method is always to maintain a balance of your self-respect and respect for others. They are rhyming words, Swaman and Samman. A soul who has self-respect is always a bestower who bestows respect. A soul who has self-respect is always a bestower who bestows respect. In fact, so as I was saying, the one who has self-respect is always the bestower who bestows respect. In fact, to give anyone, respect is not really giving. Baba Singh, to give respect is not really giving. Why Baba Singh that? To give respect is actually to receive respect. So in that giving, you're also receiving. So it's not really giving respect. To give respect is to receive respect. One who gives respect automatically becomes worthy of respect in everyone's heart. One who gives respect automatically becomes worthy of respect in everyone's heart. You saw Father Brahma. You saw Father Brahma, though he was Adidev, though he was the first soul in the drama, he always gave respect to the children. He enabled children to receive even more respect from souls than he himself received. He enabled children to receive even more respect from other souls than he himself received. This is why Father Brahma became worthy of respect in the heart of every child. So did he give respect or did he receive respect? To give respect means to sow a seed of love from the heart in the hearts of others. To give respect means to sow a seed of love from the heart in the hearts of others. In front of the world too, you are world benefactor souls. In front of the world too, you are world benefactor souls. You will experience that you are world benefactor souls only when you give respect to souls with love. So when you give other souls respect with love, you will experience that you are world benefactor souls. So to give respect means to sow a seed of love from the heart in the hearts of others. In front of the world too, you are world benefactor souls. So only when you give souls respect with love do you experience this. So at the present time, Bap Dada sees that there is a need to give one another respect. So this is needed at this time, that you have to give one another respect. That each one has to give another one respect. So at the present time, Bap Dada sees that there's a need to give one another respect. Only the one who gives respect Only the one who gives respect is seen to be a soul who is a bestower. So if somebody is giving respect to others, then he is really a bestower. And only those who give respect are the obedient, are the obedient children who obey Bap Dada Shrimat of having good wishes and pure feelings. So only those who give respect are the obedient children who obey Bap Dada Shrimat of having good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. To give respect is to have love in the heart for God's family. To give respect is to have love in the heart for God's family. Those who give respect to others are easily able to stabilize in their stage of self-respect. Those who give respect to others are easily able to stabilize in their stage of self-respect. Why? Because the treasure of blessings that you receive from the hearts of those to whom you give respect easily and automatically reminds you of self-respect. So when you are giving respect to others, you are automatically reminded of your own self-respect. The treasure of blessings that you receive from the hearts of those to whom you give respect easily and automatically reminds you of self-respect. Therefore, Bap Dada is specially underlining this for all the children everywhere. Bap Dada especially underlining this for all the children everywhere. What is he underlining for all the children everywhere? So what is he underlining for all the children everywhere? Become a bestower of respect. Always give respect to everyone. In the Brahmin family, so respect to everyone in the Brahmin family. Become a bestower of respect. Give respect to everyone. Any child who came to Baba, whether he was a weak child, whether he was someone who was influenced by his sanskars, someone who came with the burden of sins, or someone who came with strong sanskars, with, so whatever type of soul came in front of Baba, with which vision did Bap Dada see every child? With which vision did Bap Dada see every child? So children were different type, no? Whether someone was a weak child, someone who was influenced by sanskars, someone who came with the burden of sins, or someone who came with strong sanskars. So with what vision did Bap Dada see every child? That he is my dearly beloved, long lost and now found child. That he is my dearly beloved, long lost and now found child. He is a child of God's family. So he gave them respect and they became those, so he gave respect, he gave them respect and thereby he became the one with self-respect. So you have to follow the Father, give respect to others and your self-respect will increase. If you want to become full of all virtues easily too, if you want to become full of all virtues easily too, then become a bestower of respect. Then become a bestower of respect. Give respect to all and you will automatically become full of all virtues. Did you understand? It is easy, is it not? So if you want to increase your self-respect, give respect to all. If you want to give respect, then you increase your own self-respect. So both go together, respect and self-respect. So I was asking, it is easy, is it not? Is it easy or difficult? What do the teachers think? Is it easy? Is it easy to give respect to some? Is it easy to give respect to some and difficult to give respect to others? Or is it easy to give respect to everyone? So is it easy to give respect to all or only to some? Your title is one who uplifts everyone, is it not? Your title is one who uplifts everyone, is it not? You are those who uplift even those who defame you. You are those who uplift even those who defame you, is it not? So check. Do I have a vision, attitude and awareness of being one who uplifts everyone? Do I have the vision and attitude and awareness of being the one who uplifts everyone? To uplift others is to uplift the self. To uplift others is to uplift the self. To uplift others is to uplift the self. So, what are you going to do now? So, what are you going to do now? What do you have to do now? you have to give respect, do you not? So what you have to do is to give respect. Then whatever efforts you are making to imbibe things individually in your virtues, power individually, you're making efforts for imbibing them individually, you will become liberated from that. You will be then be liberated from making effort to imbibe things individually, one by one. This is because Bap Dada is seeing that the speed of time is moving fast. So Bap Dada is seeing that the speed of time is moving fast. Time is waiting. Time is waiting for you. Time is waiting. So, all of you have to make preparations. So time is waiting for you, and therefore you, all of you have to make preparations. It is again rhyming words. Time is waiting for you. Waiting is called intizar. And you have to make preparations, and preparations called intizam. So time is doing intizar for you, and you have to make intizam preparations for that. You mustn't make time wait any longer. Don't make time do more intizar, more waiting. And what preparations do you have to make for that? Do not make time keep waiting. What preparation have you to do to make for that? So that you don't make time, you don't allow time to keep waiting. Increase the speed of your perfection and equality. Increase the speed of your perfection and equality. So what preparations do you have to make? You have to increase the speed of your perfection and equality. Don't just say that you are doing it, but check. So just don't say, yes, I'm doing it, but check how fast your speed is. Check how fast your speed is. Is your speed fast? Check how fast your speed is. Is your speed fast? Now Baba looked around and then he saw that many new ones have come. Now children have also arrived here with love. Bap Dada is pleased to see the new children. Bap Dada is pleased to see the new children. Those who have come for... He is pleased to see the new children. Okay, what is to be done now? What is to be done now? So Baba is, Muniben is saying, Baba, it's the turn of Karnataka for service. Karnataka has come. All those from Karnataka, stand up. Karnataka. all those from Karnataka stand up. Okay. Congratulations for the golden chance of service. My, it looks like the whole class, whole hall is standing. Over 10,000 have come. Baba saying, look, you have taken the first number. So you must remain the first number all the time, is it not? Because you have taken the first number. Maybe it was the start of the season. You are those who take the number one in your efforts also. So you have to be one. Those who take number one in your efforts too, in being victorious and in everything. Do not take the second number, take the first number. Do you have this courage to take the first number? Do you have courage? With your courage, you will receive a thousandfold help from the Father. So you have kept you, with your courage, you receive a thousandfold help from the Father. You have received a very good chance. You have accumulated a lot in your account of charity. You have accumulated a lot in your account of charity. Karnataka should take number one in everything. You should take first number in everything. Okay, you may sit down. Now Baba is going to do drill. Acha. Now, all of you, in 1 second, in 1 second, experience the drill of the mind. Experience the drill of the mind. I am an angel and becoming a deity. I am an angel and becoming a deity. Perform this drill of a second in the mind again and again throughout the day. I am an angel and becoming a deity. So perform this drill of a second again and again throughout the day. such a drill of the mind. Perform this drill of a second again and again throughout the day. Just as physical drill makes your body strong, just as physical drill makes you strong, so too the drill of the mind will make your mind powerful. So too the drill of the mind will make your mind powerful. I am an angel. I am an angel. I am an angelic soul who is detached from this old world, old body, and sanskars of the old body. I am an angelic soul who is detached from this old world, old body, and sanskars of the old body. Now, Yatpya, to all the extremely loving children everywhere, to all the extremely loving children everywhere, to the souls who are always merged in love with the ocean of love, to the souls who are always merged in love with the ocean of love, to the elevated souls who always have a right to all powers, to the elevated souls who always have a right to all powers, to the souls who are loved by the Father, and who become equal to the Father, to the souls who are loved by the Father, and who become equal to the Father, to every soul who always stays in self-respect, to every soul who always stays in self-respect and gives respect to every soul, to the souls who become worthy of respect from everyone, to the souls who become worthy of respect from everyone, to the souls who always uplift everyone, to the souls who always uplift everyone, accept Bab Dada's love, remembrance and blessings from the heart. Please accept Bab Dada's love, remembrance and blessings from the heart. Together with that, namaste to the souls who are the masters of the world. Namaste to the souls who are the masters of the world. This is the Murli of the 2nd of November 2004. So nearly 19 years ago. Now 2023. So this is 2004. 19 years ago. Dadi Ji was with us too at that time. Dadi Janki. Dadi Janki is such a lovely, detached observer. She's enjoying Dadi Ji feeding Bab Dada. So, 2nd of November 2004. The heading of this Murli is Become One Who Uplifts the Self and Also Uplift Those Who Defame You. So, become the one who uplifts the self and also uplift those who defame you. Become full of all powers and all virtues and the bestower of respect. Om Shanti. So you can see Shantamani Dadi, Manohar Dadi, Janki Dadi, Sarla Didi, Lachu Ben, Asha Ben, Usha Ben of Mumbai, Sudesh Didi, Nirvair Bhai, Ratan Moini Dadi, Ramesh Bhai, Amichan Bhai. Some of them have become avyakt already. 2/11/2004, the original date. There'll be another sister now who will do rest of the translation.
Om Shanti, the Mother Vani group will now sing a very beautiful song. Baba came and met us and satisfied us and made us prosperous with knowledge and blessings. So from the bottom of our heart, we thank Baba.
सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करने जा रहा है. गीत के बोल हैं वाह बाबा कमाल करती
है. आकर मिलन मनाकर, आकर मिलन मनाकर खुशहाल कर दिया. मीठी नजरों से हमको निहाल कर दिया. शिक्षाओं से वरदानों से माला माल कर दिया. वाह बाबा आपने तो कमाल कर दिया. जोरदार ताली बजाएं. प्यारे बाबा को हम सब हृदय से धन्यवाद देते.
First of all, we will give the child of the Vandi when Baba considers that soul to be a jewel, and with a full love he works the children. The old ones and also the newcomers. Baba has the love for everyone. All children belong to God's family. We are making their food. And while understanding Baba's signal, we will attain our perfection. Our thought, our vision, our attitude have to become pure. Baba had the drill to do. Baba showed the symbol of the subtle region. And reminded us about the golden age period. Baba gave us love. And Baba also filled us with blessings. Being an observer, we have to think. Are there anybody who are more fortunate than us, apart from Baba's children? Baba is fortunate. We have attained the fortune, from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and He speaks to us directly. And He makes us to have the drill of the pilgrimage of remembrance. And He also gives us assurance. We have to have a very firm thought that we are the golden age, the world emperor and world empress, the higher quality children. And we are the ones who claim that inheritance. And we are the most fortunate ones. And even that, in this group, the Karnataka zone, and there are also Nepal brothers and sisters. Everybody have gathered in this meeting. From every corner of the world, few have already come. Father of all souls of the world, Supreme Teacher, Supreme Sadguru, and the Sadguru gives us elevated Srimat and is making us equal to Him, and therefore we have to congratulate one another. Congratulations and congratulations on Shanti. We are truly great fortune to Baba's children.
Lord Buddha himself comes and talks to us. Lord has given us inspiration that we have to respect everyone. And Baba also had that thought. And therefore, thanks to Baba. Now I request Brother Brajmohan over the basis of today's morning. The brother will give good wishes.
Look at everyone with that feeling.
we have to become virtuous, and we have to lose that virtue, and we have to be passive. We have to lose the powers. And therefore, congratulations to all of you. Om Shanti. We will give respect to everyone. We will receive many blessings from them and also respect from them. We have given very wisdom of food. We have to use that in our life. We have a wisdom to give the blessings from Dadi Ratan Muni. I heard Baba's words. We have to chant Baba's words. And there will be the experience of happiness when we chant Baba's great versions. To remain unshakable and immovable. Baba's all powers to the world. We have to make the whole world a land of happiness. To engage ourselves in this task. Dadi Ratan Muni is with us. And she read the message. And I'm just repeating it. So it is to Baba. Tell the sweet verbs and the verbs to imbibe. Everybody heard Baba's version. We all met Baba. By chanting Baba's great knowledge, there will be the experience of happiness. We have to remain unshakable and immovable. Have to take power from Baba. And we have to spread to the whole world. And we have to engage ourselves in making the land of happiness. Om Shanti. Dadi is now reaching her 100 years. She is having such an elevated feeling. We all heard now. The whole world has to be made the land of happiness. Om Shanti. Only by having the glimpse of Dadi, we experience happiness. Dadi is all Sakash and Drishti. We continue to receive. Thanks to Dadi and thanks to brother. Om Shanti.
डायमंड हॉल के सभी सेवादारी भाई बहने कृपया इधर ही रुकेंगे और जो भी चेयर से पांच पांच चेयर को इकट्ठा करेंगे एक साथ पांच पांच चेयर को डायमंड हॉल ना एल्ला सेवादारी अण्णंद्रु अक्कंद्रु दयविट्टु इल्ले उळिरि मत्ते चेयर्स अन्ना जोड्सबेकाद्रे ऐदैदु चेयर्स अन्ना ओटोट्टिगे जोड्सि दयविट्टु एल्लरू हेल्प माडि ऐदैदु चेयर्स अन्ना ओटोट्टिगे जोड्सि
कमाल कर दिया।